You are listening to The Art of Work, a new translation of Ecclesiastes by Vance Neudorf. This is section 4. So I return to a reasoned and thorough study of wisdom and folly. Just as the wise ones before me, I too concluded that wisdom provides some benefit, but folly never can. Wisdom and folly are as day is to night, for the wise can see where they are going, but the fool stumbles long in the dark. Yet the same fate overtakes them both, so what is gained by being wise? Even the pursuit of wisdom is futile, for in days to come, the wise person, like the fool, will die and be forgotten. Then I felt as if I had wasted my life because all the work I had done under the sun only distressed me. It was as futile as chasing the wind. I grew to despise everything I had worked so hard for because I must leave it to my successors. I cannot know if they will be wise or foolish, yet they will have control over all the work into which I have poured my effort and abilities. My heart filled with despair, for although I worked with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, my estate will be left to someone who may destroy it. This is both futile and a great misfortune. In section 4 of Qohelet's teachings, he's looking a little bit more closely at wisdom. What is this thing, this wisdom and this folly? You know, the wise and the fool both die, so what's the gain in pursuing them? He does mention, and he does say, you know, wisdom is superior to folly because at least it allows you kind of to see where you're going, to have your eyes open to what's going on around you. But nevertheless, in spite of that, the wise person, like the fool, will also die and be forgotten. And that's going to distress him, and he's going to look at all the things that he's poured his work into that we saw in section 3, all this building and this creating and all of these things he did, and yet he knows in his heart that someday a fool may come along and destroy everything that he put all his effort and toil into. And I think all of us that live upon this earth understand that very well. We've seen it time after time where a person worked so hard to create and build a great empire only to have one of their successors come along and knock it all flat, knock it to the ground, waste it, spend it foolishly, and it's all gone. It's all taken and destroyed by someone who comes after you. So that cannot be our gain. We cannot be seeing ourselves as being empire builders, for truly there is no lasting empire that can be built. My name is Vance Neudorf, and these are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes. To subscribe to these email podcasts, or to read more about Qohelet's teachings, please go to my website, artofwork.ca. The Art of Work, where ancient wisdom comes to life.